Chapter 7. Laying a Trap. Dupin showed me a paper often read by sailors which had an ad in it that read, Caught. A very large yellowish-brown orangutan of Borneo was found at Bois de Boulogne. The owner, who is believed to be a sailor belonging to a Maltese boat, may have the animal again. But first he must identify it satisfactorily and pay a few charges arising from its capture and keeping. Call at Rue Faubourg Saint-Germain, the fourth floor. How do you know that the man is a sailor and that he sails upon a Maltese boat? I asked. I am not sure, said Dupin. Here, however, is a small piece of ribbon I found at the bottom of the lightning rod. It looks as though it was used to tie a ponytail, which sailors like to wear. Also, this is a peculiar knot. Few who are not sailors could tie such a knot. It is associated with the Maltese. It could not have belonged to either of the deceased. Now if, after all, I am wrong about the owner of the ribbon, I will have done no harm in saying what I did in the ad. He will merely suppose that I am mistaken. He won't ask what led me to my error. But if I am right, a great point is gained. If I am correct, he is aware of the murder, but innocent of it. He will naturally hesitate about replying to the ad, as he does not wish to be associated with the murder. However, he would reason as follows. I am innocent. I am poor. My orangutan is worth a lot of money. Why should I give up a small fortune because of a small possibility of danger? After all, it was found in the Bois de Boulogne. That is very far away from the scene of the crime. How can it ever be suspected that the animal could have done the deed? The police are at a loss. They failed to come up with the slightest idea of what happened. But if they did trace the animal, it would be impossible to prove that I knew about the murder. Besides, I am known. Whoever posted this knows me to be the owner of the orangutan. I'm not sure how much this person knows. Should I avoid claiming a property of such great value, especially when it is known that I possess it? That would make people ask questions. I will try not to attract attention either to myself or to the animal. I will answer the ad, get the orangutan, and keep it close until this matter has blown over. At this moment, we heard a step upon the stairs. Be ready, said Dupin, with your gun, but don't use it or show it until I give you the signal. The front door of the house had been left open. The visitor had entered without ringing and had come up several steps upon the stairs. Now, however, he seemed to hesitate. We heard him descending. Dupin was moving quickly to the door when we again heard him coming up. He did not turn back a second time, but stepped up with decision and knocked at the door of our room. Come in, said Dupin in a cheerful tone. A man entered. He was a sailor, evidently. He was tall and strong, and had a certain daredevil look on his face. His face, greatly burnt by the sun, was partially hidden by whiskers. He had with him a huge wooden club, but didn't seem to have any other weapons. He bowed awkwardly and said, Good evening, in a Parisian accent. Sit down, my friend, said Dupin. I suppose you have called about the orangutan. He is a remarkably fine and, no doubt, a very valuable animal. How old do you suppose him to be? The sailor drew a long breath, seeming relieved. He then replied, I have no way of telling, but he can't be more than 4 or 5 years old. Have you got him here? Oh, no, we couldn't keep him here. He is at a stable on Rue du Bourg, which is not far from here. You can get him in the morning. Of course, you are prepared to identify the property. To be sure, I am, sir. I shall be sorry to part with him, said Dupin. I don't expect that you should go to all this trouble for nothing, sir, said the man. Couldn't expect it. I'm very happy to pay a reward. Anything in reason. Well, replied my friend, that is all very fair, to be sure. Let me think. What should I have? Oh, I will tell you. My reward shall be this. You shall give me all the information in your power about these murders on the Rue Morgue.
Thank you.